Hey, this is Steve Sumrall, and thanks for tuning in to Table Talk Podcast.
Number 50.
Hey, thanks for listening and or watching this podcast. And we're talking about patience. Oh, God, I need patience. And I haven't been here before, I don't think, on this podcast, but I'm actually in our library here at the chapel here in South Bend. And so in our chapel, we have my kitchen right next to me over here, and we feed a whole lot of folks. And we have, of course, we have funerals here, weddings here, all kind of things here, able to accommodate after church gatherings. And so my dear wife, Diane, also said, you know what, we also need a lending library. And so I'm standing in our library at the chapel here in South Bend. And I thought it'd be a good place to open up the Word of God, talking about patience. And one of the key scriptures that I mentioned on the last episode of this was Hebrews chapter 6. That tells us through faith and patience, we obtain the promises of God. And boy, do we ever need that. In this day and age, have you ever been in a line of traffic and nobody can really go anywhere? There is not even an inch between you and the car ahead of you and you and the car behind you or the ones around you. And all of a sudden, somebody starts honking the horn. I said, why are you honking the horn? There's nowhere to go. There's nothing to do. I can't move until those around me, if they start moving. And when they move, I will be glad to move. But why are you honking your horn? Well, they're impatient. And they have somewhere to go, something to do. But they don't take into effect. Everybody else in their car feels the same way. They have somewhere to go. They have something to do. They have obligations. Maybe they're coming back from work, going to an appointment, or just going home. Maybe they're going to school to pick up the kid to drop off to school. They have somewhere to go and something to do. And so honking your horn because you think you're important than anybody else? Do you think the water is going to part like the children of Israel? All of a sudden, just because you honk your horn, the cars are going to part and you could drive right down the middle. That's not going to happen. And so we need a dose of patience. You know, it's funny. At Christmas time, it's a busy time of the year. And, you know, as believers, we should know. And I would say for the most part, we do know. It's all about Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus coming to this earth. Of God's plan being fulfilled. Being born in a manger. And then we have integrated into that what parts of Europe, Germany, and other countries instituted the tree. And, of course, the decorations. And then giving gifts to one another. And then family gatherings and the meal and what we typically have. But have you ever been to a mall? And just a few days before Christmas, it is a madhouse. I mean, thoughts about Jesus are going right out the window. And believers are not acting like believers at all. I don't know what they believe in, but they're rummaging through stuff and throwing things around and almost elbowing people out of the way just to get to the cash register to give them money so they can get back to the car and get frustrated about trying to get out of the parking lot to go home. Wrap that present, and then all of a sudden, here, take this present. Merry Christmas. Mary went right out the window because they have no patience, tolerance for others. And, of course, supreme, number one, they forget what it's all about. This is about Jesus, not about me. And thank God you came. You came. Jesus, you came for me, and you did come as a baby. But the Bible says you are moved with compassion because you were born as a baby, grew up as a young man, then a man. You felt pain, real blood came out of your body when they whipped you. You really did die, but you really did rise again the third day. Yay! Something to rejoice about. Not something to get angry about or lose your patience. And so that's where we're going today. And I'm going to read a little bit from Galatians chapter 5 and verse 22. And so last episode, I just kind of started in Hebrews 6 talking about faith and patience. But this one is Galatians 5 and 22, which is talking about the fruit of the Spirit. I've been around church all my life, and I do know about those that have gifts of the Spirit, but not a whole lot that know anything about the fruit of the Spirit. Because people in charismatic circles, they're all about the power, and it's not about being nice about it. They think that because they can act brash, well, that's my act of faith. That is not an act of faith. I mean, you're not going to get anywhere with God being brash and ugly and mean-spirited and show off how many spiritual gifts you have. That doesn't impress God at all. It really doesn't impress most of the body of Christ either. And so to have spiritual gifts is necessary. They're given to us as weapon. It's our chest of armor to come against the enemy, not against a brother or a sister. Did you hear that one? They're not our war chest to use against a brother or a sister. And what is the oil on the engine, on the parts, 10W40, you're going to squirt into those parts and they won't squeak and things work and they keep moving? It's called the fruit of the Spirit. Fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace. Ready? Long suffering. Oh, my goodness. When I'm in church here with my church bunch and talking about the fruit of the Spirit, I usually antagonize them a little bit by saying, all right, everybody say it with me. Long suffering. Not short suffering. Sometimes long suffering. Are there some people in your town that you avoid? More pointedly, is there anybody in church, your church, that you avoid? Because you know what you're going to get. They got some sad tale to tell. They got some story to tell. They're going to take some time. They just, for whatever reason, they just might rub you the wrong way. I don't know. But here the Bible tells us that the fruit of the Spirit does include long suffering. And that's when you say, oh God, help me. I got to have an attitude check. This is a brother or a sister in the Lord. They are a son or daughter of God. Their elder brother is Jesus. That makes me kin. We're family, part of the body of Christ. So God, help me to have long suffering with the brothers and the sisters and those that know God, those that don't know God. And just think about this. What do you expect a sinner to act like? A sinner. Until he becomes born again, he cannot be then transformed by the power of God. And I understand that there are people that are worse than others. I get that. But we need to understand that we need to show the peace of God, the long suffering as a gift from God, and patience as we show the world what we have or don't have on the inside of us. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching Table Talk. See you next time.
If you'd like to support Pastor Steve and the work of Summerall Ministries International, visit smiltd.org and select the Giving tab. Summerall Ministries International is a 501c3 nonprofit organization supporting the work of God here in America and around the world. Thanks for listening. We hope you'll subscribe and please like and share this podcast in the iTunes App Store or Google Play Store.